Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. We know you'll be encouraged and inspired by this message. For more content like this, you can subscribe here or head over to faithchurch.com. Let's jump in now for an on-time word from Pastor David.
I want to talk to you today about vision, about where I believe God is taking us over the next 5 years. Number one, five means grace and favor. Everybody shout that with me. Five means grace and favor. The Lord spoke to me a few years ago and said the next 4 years would be banner years. And in particular, the year of 2020 would be an unusual year. And it would be a year where prisoners were released. And we saw that thousands of people running out of prison. And it said where property would go back to its original owner. And debts would be canceled. And it was just pretty amazing year. Obviously, for the world, it was a problem and a pandemic. But it's in bad times when God's people thrive. We saw lots of people in businesses at our church go to new heights that I never thought possible. One guy in particular, you know, I've told the story many times, he's in the hand sanitizing business. That was millions and millions and squazillions of dollars they never thought they would have. Another guy, Pitbull Power Sports in Springfield, Missouri, he bought into that vision on year one and started sowing into the Jesus offering. And of course, if you studied it all, Google fact check it, it was an unprecedented year for UTVs and ATVs, which is where he makes most of his money. Unbelievable. We have people at our church who were going to lease a piece of property, and they ended up buying the whole strip mall. That happened two different times. Another guy at our church that he had bought a piece of property, like 20 acres. The back 10, the city needed it, and they came to him this year and offered him millions more than he paid, and he said, I don't want to sell it. Then they offered him millions more than that. He was able to pay off all the debts on the property that he had owned for quite some time. He paid off his business, and then he actually paid off all the debt of the church in Florida. So give it up for all the miracles that happened in God. And I'm just saying that about the financial miracles. We saw loads of miracles where marriages were restored and people didn't think they'd get married and dead, and people that thought they couldn't get pregnant and dead. God did some pretty incredible things. And I say that to say this, over the next 5 years, everybody shout the next 5 years, it's going to be absolutely amazing. So I'm going to tell you step by step everything the Lord told me, word for word. I've got it written down. But first, before I do that, I got to set it up so you understand it. So let's go to Matthew 24 online. Please pay attention, all campuses. And it said, and he sat upon the Mount of Olives, this is Jesus, with his disciples, and they came to him privately saying, tell us, what do all these things, what shall all the meaning of these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered and said, take heed that no one deceives you. Because a lot of deception going on in the world. Like, there are many ways to God. It's like, you can do whatever, and there are many ways to God. That is politically correct, but it's not biblically correct, and it won't get you into heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, not a way. So, in the world now, it's like kind of like the Oprah principle. Like, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. You go to heaven, you go to heaven. All dogs go to heaven. No, there is a heaven to gain, and the Bible said a hell to shun. It said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and few be there that find it. Wide is the way that leads to destruction. So I'm kind of a truth gatherer of the Word of God, and I preach the Bible and literally. I believe this is the infallible Word of the living God. And so it's the inherent truth of God. So we can't vary from this. This isn't a historical this is a historical book. It's not, you know, just like Three Little Pigs. This is real live stuff. So Jesus is telling us, make sure nobody deceives you. Verse 5 says, for many will come in my name, saying they are the Christ, and deceive many. Everybody shout, not me. And it says this, it says, and there will be, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that your heart is not troubled. So our job is to not be troubled when all the things are going on in the world. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So we're right in the middle of the end of 2020, and you're seeing wars and rumors of war, and a lot of people's hearts are troubled. Verse 7 says, for nation will rise up against nation. We're seeing that in our nation, aren't we? Shout amen to that if you see it. Our nation, in the nation, you're an American, I'm an American, but I have a different opinion than you, so I'm going to have to shoot you or stab you in the throat. Not good. And it said that there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. We're seeing this. Then it says, and all this is the beginning of sorrows. My daughter-in-law, she's having a baby probably in November 19th is when it's due. And but she texted me this morning and said, man, you might need to come to Florida because she's timing the contractions. Because when a false alarm, no big deal. But my point is, the baby could come at any time. Jesus could come at any time, and so we need to be ready for that. That's exciting, isn't it? And all these things are the beginning of sorrows, and it says, verse 10, let's jump there to verse 10. And then many shall be offended and shall betray one another. Are you seeing a lot of that in the world? Many are offended and they'll betray one another. They're hating one another. Now let's go to the very exciting part. So Jesus on the Mount of Olives, if we flip the page, chapter 25 isn't a different topic. It's not a different chapter like in a book. It's the same topic. It's read. Jesus is still speaking. He said, the kingdom of heaven shall be like 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to the bridegroom. Then it says, and five of them were wise and five of them were foolish. Five wise, five foolish. Now, over the next 5 years, five means grace and favor. This is very, very important prophetically to you to understand, because I'm not just a pastor, and I don't say this to like blow smoke. It's just prophetically, God speaks to me and talks to me, and that's how the church got here, and it's how we do what we do. I'm a lot of things that aren't so good, but I do hear from the Lord very clearly. So in the word, it says there are five that were wise and five were foolish. Now, the five that were wise, it says that the foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Oil in the Bible is always a type of the Holy Spirit. It's not like the kind you put in the car. It's so they would, you know, put their lamps and they put the oil in it. Anybody ever seen an old lamp? And the wick would be there, and the foolish ones just had enough to get them through the day. The wise ones said, I've got it stored up for tomorrow. So they took their lamps and they took no oil with them. I would say in 2020, listen to me online, all campuses. In 2020, we saw the people who actually believed the word and were full of joy and the Holy Spirit and trusted God, and they chose faith over fear. And then we saw the people who succumbed to the world in fear and said, I don't know what's going on. This is the end of the world. And those people had anguish of soul. They were troubled in their mind. And one out of every four right now, fact check it, one out of every four Americans have thought about suicide in 2020. It's a spirit that has come. And that's the fact is they're low on oil. When you're going to church, and that's what the enemy did, it's the first time in history, Christian history, it's in history that we didn't go to church on Easter. Remember that? It was illegal. They would lock you up. And so that is the enemy with an antichrist spirit trying to shut down people's lives. So we take God out of school and we have to put in condoms and metal detectors. You take God out of America and you see what happens. Cars get flipped over, people die, and I'm just dealing with facts right now. Jesus is not a way, he is the way, and he's the only way, and we got to stick with Jesus. I'm going with God. How about you? Huh? So you got to have the oil. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. The wise took oil in their vessels. So you filled up right away at Faith Church. We grew and people expanded their business, and it was the greatest time in the world for some of us. I got to stay home and preach for 10 weeks. I never left. I've never known what it's like not to fight the highway and not to deal with stuff. I just went to my living room and preached. And the government sent you guys checks and you guys kept giving and everything went great. I'm like, we could do this the rest of our life, except for one thing. The problem is people need to gather, because it is in corporate anointing and worship that burdens, come on somebody, are removed and yokes are destroyed. So the devil has an agenda. A buddy of mine has the Church of Las Vegas, okay? Church of Las Vegas is a 10,000 member church, and it is still illegal for them to go to church, okay? Some of my pastor friends in America got arrested for having church, if you can believe it. But the interesting thing about my buddy in Las Vegas is that it's illegal for them to go to church, but all the people at his church, they work at the casinos. They all work, somehow they make their living in Las Vegas in the gambling business. So they can be at 100% capacity. But Judd Wilhite, the Las Vegas church, can't. But Judd figured out that if he had a feeding program, it was legal to have church. So all he did was bought 10,000 popsicles, and they would give you a popsicle on the way into church and called it a feeding program, and you could eat the popsicle or throw the popsicle away. Now, how many of y'all know that's pretty smart? But it's also pretty sad. It's an antichrist spirit that's coming to a theater near, well, the theaters are closing down, but it's coming to a city near you. So we have to be the church. Jesus said, I'm coming back after a glorious church. So we shouldn't be freaked out right now. Here's the thing. I need you to understand this. This is as bad as it ever gets for us. And it's as good as it ever gets for the world. We got heaven to look forward to, plus we have heaven on earth, because we're choosing faith over fear, and we are victors, not victims, and we're not caught up in what the world is caught up in. And maybe some of you are still like, you're still on the fence about this. You'll catch up later. God is right. He's always been right. And when you trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, acknowledge Him in all your ways, He will direct your path. So be the wise. They took oil in their vessels. So here's where the church is so important. It's very important that we, the church, everybody shout, that's me. We have church and we build more churches because people need it. Today, there was a couple on the front row at Earth City, second row in Earth City. And 2 weekends ago, I think I told some of you guys about it, they went into their 15-month-old baby and he lay dead in the crib. Now, that's a real shocker and it's horrible. But guess where the first place they went? Guess the first people they called. They called the church. They talked to the church. Guess who was here? The church. The building wouldn't do them any good, but you, the congregants of the church, gathered around them in a small group and nursed them back. And I got story after story. When people go through challenging times, they can't go to the casino and get help. The NFL can't help you. The NBA can't help you. But Jesus can help you. He is the only answer to our current problems. Because every 4 years, we're going to deal with the democracy thing, okay? But God is a theocracy. We don't vote Him in. He was God when we got here. He will be God when we're gone. I like that. Now, verse 5. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Now, number one, the bridegroom, Jesus is talking about this because in their culture, they understood the bridegroom tarrying. Back in the day when they would get married, the bridegroom's family would be in negotiations with the bride because the bride had to pay the groom's family to marry her. I mean, y'all know that's interesting stuff. You'd think it'd be the other way around, but that's the way they did it. So sometimes this would take hours, sometimes days, because they just couldn't see eye to eye on it. So while they were tarrying, the wise and the foolish, they slept. Whenever you see slumbering and sleep in the Bible, it's, listen to me, online, Facebook, you need to share this. It's always either death or prayerlessness. So it says, hey, don't worry, the damsel is not dead, she's sleeping. Or in this case, it's saying sleeping as in prayerlessness. The American church, including this church, if we're not careful, we're prayerless. In other words, the last thing, you know, it's gotten so bad, I'm going to pray about it. No, we don't use prayer as our spare tire. We use it as a steering wheel. And we pray to God in the name of Jesus, and He will hear us. So He's tarrying. While they're tarrying, they slumbered and slept. And the church oftentimes is sleeping, and we don't need to be asleep. Now, verse 7 says, and they all at midnight, all those virgins arose. Everybody shout, all the virgins arose. And they trimmed their lamp. Notice all of it. It wasn't just the foolish. It wasn't just the wise. They all got up. Verse 8 says, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil for our lamps. Because when they woke up and trimmed their lamps, they ran out of oil. This is what happened in the coronavirus when pastors I know quit. A friend of mine, Danny Chambers, committed suicide, shot himself in his garage 2 weeks ago. People, loads and loads of preachers have committed spiritual suicide or ministerial suicide. People, you've given up on their dreams. It's not a time to pull back. Don't sit alone. Get into church. If it's illegal, go to church. If they lock you up, go to church. If they say don't go to church, go to church. You do what God told you to do, so you got to obey Him, not them, because Him's who you're going to answer to, not them. Does that make sense? That's it. That's the way it is. So, the foolish said, give us your oil. So let's talk about that for a minute. A lot of people say, feed me, bless me. I watch online. Is it today Sunday? Oh my gosh, it is. I want to watch online. But I want to watch 20 minutes in because I don't really care about the singing. I want to hear PD preach. No, it's not that way. Worship is the part that you give to God. The word is the part that He gives to you. When you worship God, it opens you up for revelation. If you don't get your heart right, all you get is information. The crack addict knows that crack's going to kill him. He's got plenty of say no to drugs information. What he doesn't have is revelation on the power to say, no, weapon formed against me is going to prosper. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So information without revelation doesn't do you any good. Does that make sense? So now the foolish one said, hey, give us your oil. We can't fix everybody. By the way, you can't pay the people to sing for you. It's like, hey, God, I know you love worship. We've hired a whole crew. I'm giving 10% of my income. Let me know what you think of it. No, I can't hire somebody to kiss Nicole for me. I suppose I could, but how many of y'all know she probably wants that from me? Raise your hand. My God, guys, come on, help me here. So you can't, it says, you bring the sacrifice of praise. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. It doesn't say I'll just watch online. I believe in online campus, and I think it's wonderful. But if you have breath and pants, you need to be able to drive to the house of God, because church is not just for you. It's for the people around you that need blessed by what you bring to the local church. So they said, hey, give us your oil. Next verse, I love the next verse. It says, but the wise answered, saying, not so. Amplified says, no. No, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go for yourselves rather to them that sell the oil and buy for yourself. But I love this. It says no. Let's just all practice that, even online. Just say it audibly. Say no. You have to learn to say no so you can say a greater yes. So people say, hey, Pastor David, can I go to lunch with you? The answer is no, because there's 20,000 people. They're not all here right now, but there's 20,000 active members. I can't even go to lunch with everybody. So I have to say no, so I'm not so tired that I can come up here and present you with this. So there has to be no. So there's some people in your life that are sucking the very life out of you. They live in your basement. They eat your food. You go to work, but they don't go to work. I don't have a car, so I need to use a car. And so you got to be able to say no. And so in the season of 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, in the next 5 years, grace and favor, you need to say no to the old way of thinking and say yes to what God's got involved for you. Say no. Because some people will just drain the spirit out of you. So you come to church and you worship God. Now, next verse says, it says, and while they went, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him, ready for the marriage. And then the door was shut. It's probably the scariest little line in the Bible to me, and the door was shut. There's a time coming when Jesus is coming. This is what Jesus is saying in this verse. And when he comes, there'll be a time where the door will be shut. It'll be too late. It's not like, oh, I'm going to ask God to save me in hell. No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Jesus said here, he said, they're ready. So you've got to be rapture ready. Now, we don't earn our salvation. It's a free gift. But at the same time, there's a responsibility, the privilege that God has given us. And so right now, in this season, God said, at the end of time, we read it. Wars, rumors of war, you all agree that it's the craziest time in the world. I mean, you have never, ever seen stuff fall apart so fast in your life. Raise your hand, you're like, how in the world did we get here? Like, this is accelerated. In other words, the devil, and some people say, you don't talk about the devil. Is the devil real? The devil's really real. And there is a devil, Jesus said, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So just like the devil's real and he has demons, God is real and he has angels. And there is not a war going on between good and evil, as in like, we're going to see who's going to win here. We're waiting for the results to tally. It's not that way. God is going to win in the end. Jesus has already won. But if you're over here on this side, he wins you. He's not going to win me, but he's going to win you. Does that make sense to you guys? So I'm trying to explain this to you. So we got to be ready because we don't want that door to shut. The next verse, I love it. It says, and afterwards came also the other virgins saying, Lord, Lord, open up to us. Notice they're calling him Lord. But the next verse goes on to say, they're saying, Lord, Lord. And he says, but he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. That word know there is genosko. It's the same word, means intimacy. It's what they use when they said that Adam knew Eve. There was a relationship. And he said, hey, you call me Lord, but I never knew you. You never served at my house. You never went to my house. You never did anything. You called yourself a Christian. You called me Lord, because one day you're going to go and stand before the great judgment seat of Christ. By the way, people don't talk about this stuff anymore. I'm one of the only younger dudes talking about there really is a literal hell, because I catch hell when I say that. They say, well, Jesus didn't go to hell. I don't believe he went to hell. Well, I don't like to think that Jesus went to hell, they say. Well, I don't like to think that he went to hell, except for the fact that if he didn't go, I got to, so I'm kind of glad he did. So since he did, and I don't have to, Jesus suffered, the Son of Man suffered 3 days and three nights in the belly of hell, just like Jonah suffered 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale. Jesus has already been a redemptive work. So we don't serve Jesus just for the get out of hell like card, but I've got to be honest with you, I would. I'm glad he loves us and I'm glad he blessed us, but E.V. Hill, an old preacher, he used to say, the number one reason, he's like, just picture a 250-pound, 300-pound African-American dude. The number one reason
I don't want to go. Well, why I want to go to heaven? And then he would go and say, I don't want to go to hell.
So it's like a lot of things I don't do in life. Like, I think in the flesh, there's dumb stuff I would totally do. It's like, I'm like, man, you know, I read the Bible and go, man, I can understand these guys married to 10 women. You come home, at least one of them be in a good mood. Come on, somebody. But the Bible said no, right? So you got to say no to that so you can say yes to what God has to say. Now, Nehemiah 8, verse 10. Two more verses I got to read to you before I read you exactly word for word what the Lord said. Nehemiah 8:10, you're going to love this because you're going to want to do this part. Verse 10, it says, go your way and eat the rich festival food. How many of y'all can do that? Right? Drink the sweet tea, basically. How many of y'all can do that? And send portions to help other people. Then it says this, this last line, it says, the joy of the Lord is your strength and your stronghold. So if you don't have any joy, you're not going to have any strength.
I'm just depressed. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to do.
Where did you lose your joy? Okay, I lost my joy when I stopped going to church. Why? Because there's no more oil of joy, of gladness. There's only the oil of sadness. Because if you watch the negative news with all their plans and ploys and plots, they'll just always talk about the negative. I'm not denying that there's a lot of negative things coming in the world. I'm saying we already read it. Actually, it's going to get worse. Some of y'all have read. It's going to get worse. But to us, we're not worried about it because we know that Jesus, our kinsman redeemer, is going to rapture us at the right time. So we're never going through the great tribulation if we're full of oil, our lamp is trimmed. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. And we're doing what God told us to do. I'm not worried about the hammer dropping. Because God's got us. Right? So the joy of the Lord is your strength. Last verse, and this is very important, Matthew 6:19. Now here's the reason why this is important. Please listen to this one. Over the years of pastoring this church, I've watched a lot of people who had nothing. They didn't have two nickels rubbed together. And then all of a sudden, God blessed them. They started tithing and giving. Think of one guy right now, picture a new Bentley, a new Ferrari, a new Lambo, and a $50 million home. That's pretty nice. That really happened. Actually had a place for me there. Picture another guy who has so much money that in his garage, he took like million-dollar cars and hung them on the wall. I mean, literally they would, you know, get, you know, people and figure out how do we make this garage wall strong enough and build the custom garage and hang Ferraris on the wall. So it looked like this, just a full-size car. And so there, and picture another guy at our church who said, hey, Pastor, this horse is $15 million. We flew it in from, you know, overseas. And I'm like, well, how do you do that? I don't even know. Oh, you send a private plane, they have oxygen, they have nurses and everybody, and they bring this $15 million. They didn't have any money when they started at the church. But now God blessed them. And now, too busy to go to church. You know, we got a horse race to go to. We got ribbons to win. And everybody that I just talked to, the $50 million horse guy, or the $50 million house guy, actually, that's gone now. And it all imploded. The horse guy, well, she ran off with somebody else. Because when you start whining and dining, sometimes you meet somebody more attractive and just as wealthy. And you have options now. You need to, by the way, leave with the girl that brought you to the prom. But then over here, this other one that I'm speaking of right now, another failure. Now, I've also watched people at our church have their life explode in blessing. And they have great revenue of riches. Because I'm not just talking, when I say riches, I'm not just talking about money. Because total piece of the pie is if you cut out one piece of the pie and you just say, hey, that's the money part, you have to have the health part, you got to have the family part, because you can be dying of cancer and that money ain't going to do you any good. So this is a warning, because over the next 5 years, I want you to be on the side of the long-term blessed side. Y'all hear me crying for you. Not on this side. So here's the rules of engagement. Do not store up for yourselves material. Horses, lake. I got to go to the lake. I got a 50 foot. There's guys in our church. One guy has one boat. It's a lake. It's $2 million. $2 million just for one boat. He's got six of them. I ride in them. It's fun. This one boat, he took me from Miami to Key West in like 30 minutes. It's a 200 mile an hour boat. Have you ever been in a boat at 200 miles an hour? It's crazy. And smooth because you're kind of flying on the water. Well, his helicopter is videoing us here. I'm just telling you, there's a whole, and I'm not saying God doesn't want to bless you. That particular guy has the right relationship with money and God keeps blessing him. But, so God says, hey, don't store up treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy. Salt water, eat that boat in a minute. Destroy where thieves break in and steal. He says, don't store up. He's not saying don't have any. He says, don't store up. So when God blesses you, the first 10% belongs to God. So if you can't give him $10 out of $100, you're not going to give him a million out of 10. It's just never going to pass. Then the next thing is, don't be all about you. What are you doing to help other people? What are you doing to say, this isn't about me. This money is not for me. This money or this blessing or this mind God gave me is to bless other people. And you might say, well, why are you talking about money? We don't talk about money much at this church, but this happens to be the week where I want to get you ready because you're working for it tomorrow. You're going to get up to an alarm clock tomorrow and you're going to have to go to work. And you're going to say, I owe, so off to work I go. When God says, 2/3 of the parables in the Bible are dealing with money. God says this, he said, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So you come to church, get your soul right. Then when you get a bunch of money and you're at the lake and you got an 80-foot boat and two 20-year-old girls think you're cute. I don't think they think you're cute. I think they think your boat's cute. So you trade your 40-year-old wife in for 220s. You're not wired for 220. It'll kill you, okay? So just be warned. You need to know this. Come on, give God praise. Now, if you don't have this brochure, I want you to raise your hand. The ushers are going to give it to you at all campuses. Raise your hand. I want to go through this brochure with you in just a moment. So raise your hands high. And online, even on Facebook, you can click to download this. It's important because this has the word, word for word, what the Lord has said to me. So before, just hold up your hand. You can put it down when you're done. Now, on the word that you're going to read that's in there, it isn't word for word. What you're going to hear now is word for word. For sake of time, we did not print it all out. Here we go. This is what the Lord said to me on September the 2nd. Today, September the 2nd, of the banner year of Jubilee 2020, so this September, God spoke to me on the beach and said, I'm going to talk to you in the last 5 minutes of your walk about the next 5 years. I've told you before that I've set the base of your ministry on 555. Which means you can do this, this, and that. It means your grace for St. Louis, your grace for Florida, your grace for all the other things I've called you to do. By the way, God uses a lot of times my alarm clock next to my bed. It's digital, and I'll wake up and look, and it'll be 555, and I'll feel an overwhelming peace. Or I'll see a 556, and the Lord will say, 6 stands for flesh. There's flesh in your ministry, and sure as shooting the next day, all hell will break loose over here. He warns me through that. He says it means you can do this, this, and this. The next 5 years will be full of grace and favor for my wise people. This is why I read the Bible first to you. People who are full of faith, people who have been trained properly. But it will be full of loss and lack for the 5 foolish virgins. Listen to me. Take your church and teach them the significance of 5. Over the next 5 years, they will experience the kingdom of heaven on earth, while the foolish will experience hell on earth. Teach the wise people, everybody shout, that's me. People who are full of faith, people who have been trained properly. That's why you got to go to church and hear the word. Why you need to go to growth track. Why you need to be here on Tuesday nights. They already have the jump. They already are in position to win big in 21, 22, 23, 24, 25 over the next 5 years. Over the next 5 years, I will recompense my people. I will bless my people, the ones who have their wick trimmed and full of the Holy Ghost, full of oil. Make much of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. But the ones who are sleeping, you know now what that means, prayerless, disobedient, full of the world and not the word, they will be sleeping and have great mental anguish and no balance. By the way, my dad one time bought a car that was an expensive car. And the Lord, he asked the Lord, Lord, should I buy it? And the Lord said, it'd be better if you didn't. And he bought it, and then he had a tax bill due, and he had to wholesale the car, and it cost him like $30,000 he lost. And he said, Lord, why didn't you tell me? He said, I told you it'd be better if you didn't. He said, you should have told me, whatever you do, don't do that. And he said, oh, I don't exaggerate like you do. So when the Lord says mental anguish, take it to heart. It's not an exaggeration. 5 means balance. You have 5 toes to bring you balance. You have 5 fingers to bring you balance. You have the 5-fold ministry to bring you balance. Have the people look at their hands over the next 5 years and see the 5 fingers. And every time they look at their hands, they think of grace and favor. They type all the right emails. With these fingers, they grab all the sweet deals. The 5 fingers will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. The 5 toes will walk by faith. Though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, they will fear no evil. This, by the way, is part of the reason why the enemy has attacked your right foot earlier this year. This thing caught totally on fire. And the left one, a fish hook went through it and had to get surgically removed. Because you will need to catch many people who are lost in sea and turmoil. Teach the people to be more evangelistic. That's your job. You need to bring people to church. You need to tell people about the church. By the way, this isn't me talking. This is the Lord. Balance comes from me, says the Lord. And as I begin to bless my people with unusual grace and favor financially, make sure to remind them not to keep up treasures for themselves, but to keep it balanced, because the money is for the mission. I'm coming back for a glorious church, so build my church, be at my church, plant more churches, says the Lord. Remember the child that had five loaves? Five represents grace and favor, but it was childlike faith and trust in me. People must have faith in me so they thrive, not survive, over the next 5 years. Make much of five. Thrive on five. Five fives make 25. Talk to people about sowing bigger at 25s. 25,000, 2,500. Tell them that you wrote a check, which we did, for 50,000, which is multiple fives, this year in September to bless this particular ministry. The numerical number of five is significant to me. I didn't know this till he told it to me, but then I studied it out and it's true. He said, I had five major wounds on the cross. I suffered these wounds so people would not have to be wounded. The wounds on both of your feet was literally an attack to keep you from walking prophetically into the next 5 years. For the balance that you bring to the body of Christ, as I've showed you with the blind justice, is much needed in this hour. People need to see the prophetic gifting mixed with biblical relevance. Do we have the blind justice? If we can put that up there. I want to explain this real quick. Years ago, I was at my house, and probably, I don't even know now, but over 10 years ago. And the ministry was starting to grow and expand, and I had this prophetic thing, but that's not popular, and I had this Holy Ghost thing, and that's not popular. And God actually told me, he said, don't pray in the Holy Ghost because people think I'm weird, and so they won't respect you at all. But when you build a big church, which we were the, you know, reported by AEV and ABC, the eighth most influential church in America, at that point, I was able to release really who I am. But in this vision, the Lord showed me one day, the foot of this blind justice, which represents in our legal system, her foot is on the head of a serpent. And the sword, God told me, represents the sword of the Spirit that I would teach. And the blind justice would be I would walk by faith and I wouldn't see the things that people say and I wouldn't be moved by what the other people said. And he said it would be the hardest thing in the world for me to balance this. But if I could get that right, and by the way, just so you know, I didn't get it all right, but I've done better than I probably thought I would, but I certainly didn't do it right. But this is what that means to me. So prophetically, the edge that you have at this church is I'm not just a pastor. When I said the fivefold ministry, that's the pastor, the evangelist, the teacher, the prophet, the apostle. That's the fivefold ministry. And that fivefold ministry gift, if a person operates in apostolic, I'm a pastor, but I'm not only a pastor. I operate in the prophetic because I've told you about the prophetic things that are going to happen. So it's an unusual ministry, to say the least. So now I'm prophesying over you. That was a thus saith the Lord. And over the next 5 years, we're almost done. Over the next 5 years, it's going to be grace and favor for you. But I must be clear, it will be great anguish and hell for the world. My suggestion to you is don't go with them. Go with them. Go with the word, not the world, because the world's heading in the wrong direction. But we're not on that boat. I don't espouse to that. I'm not riding in that direction. I'm not going to Tarshish. I'm going to Nineveh. Can I get an amen on that today? So get out your booklet, even online. And thank you for being a part of our online campus. I know some of you are still afraid, and that's okay to be afraid right now. I'm okay with that, but I want to get you over that fear. Someday you'll look back and realize it's not all they cracked up to be. So obviously on this first one, it's got this statement that says, five is the number of grace. You guys are going to say this every offering. Five is the number of grace. Over the next 5 years, I'll experience the kingdom of heaven on earth. That statement, so you can keep this with you and start practicing. The next page kind of shows all the great things. By the way, we were the only church in St. Louis and one of the only in America who celebrated Juneteenth. Give it up for our church celebrating the freedom. Come on, somebody ought to give God better praise than that. Racial equality. And all the great things we did. And then the next one shows, you know, how we survived and thrived at home, how we were able to help the urban leave, how we gave $60,000 to help, you know, bring racial unity, all these great things. And then one of them that I'm really excited about is the centerfold of this is while the devil tried to shut the church down, we really kicked tail and we reached 60.7 million views through the online campus. Give it up again for what your church did. So it's got some really cool things. And then Nicole's going to come explain this better than I can in a minute. But God's speaking to me when one out of every four churches are closing down, when pastors are committing suicide,
By the way, I'm full of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Not that this hasn't been a rough year. I hate a lot of things that are happening, but it was really one of the greatest years. I can't even say how great my year was. I had one of the greatest years of my life, and it can happen to you, but you've got to do the word or you're going to go down the path with the foolish virgins. How many of y'all want to go through the path of the wise virgins? Right? Raise your hand, even online. Say amen to that. So one of the things, while churches are closing down, it's on my heart that we got to start more churches. When that people that went to their bed and they saw the baby dead at 15 months old, they needed a church to go to. We need to plant another one in Florida. I believe there's a lot of people down at in the Festus area that actually they drive from Cape Girardeau to this campus. And if they can have a Starbucks in all these small towns, we can have a church there. So I'm believing over the next 5 years, we'll be able to put a church in the Festus area and over in the O'Fallon Shiloh area, because a lot of people over on the east side can't get there. So I'm here to tell you, church, we have a great vision of faith and favor. But I understand the only way we can do this is through money. So, well, where are we going to get the money? You. Well, I don't have any. Not yet. But God said that he would give seed to the sower and bread for the eating. Get ready, because five is about to overwhelm you with goodness, favor, breakthrough, extraordinary opportunities. So at the back of that, you see the envelope there. 5 weeks from today. Everybody shout, 5 weeks from today. 5 weeks from today. 5 weeks from today. Every year we do a Jesus offering, because Christmas is not about you. Jesus is the reason for the season. So we have to say one time a year we give sacrificially till it hurts. We say, hey, God, I'm giving $2,500. I'm giving $10,555. Whatever God tells you to do, it's where we take that Jesus offering and we can make progress for Jesus. When the church is shutting down, we have a charge, and we've got to take this glorious gospel to every person. So keep that envelope. You can sow every week. Nicole will tell you more about that in more vision. Or you can sow it one time. But I believe in God for an extraordinary breakthrough for you. I want you to close your eyes right now, and I want to pray for you, and then we're going to watch this video, and Pastor Nicole is going to share some more. It's a little bit of a longer service today, but it's important that you understand how important you are to what God wants to do over the next 5 years. Jesus, we love you today. We thank you, God, for this vision weekend. For every person here at this campus and all of our campuses, and especially online, God, that you would touch them and make them realize that they're a part of this church. Many of them aren't being lazy or fearful. They just live a long way away in Africa and the Ukraine. But this is their church. North Carolina and Alabama. God, they feel, and we feel, this is your church. I pronounce right now a special blessing of favor. 555 over the next 5 years. I rebuke Satan's power over your life and over your family. I release supernatural opportunity into your life. Spirit of discouragement, we bind you up. We trade the oil of mourning for the garment of praise today. And God, we release a fresh anointing as we enter in to 21, 22, 23, 24, and 25. We're going to walk into that season blessed and anointed, not disappointed. And God, we have a job to help other people, our fellow man, who they do not know about the story of the five wise and the five foolish. But we, as the five wise, will go help the five foolish. Get them in a connect group. Get them plugged into church. Be more evangelistic. In this we pray in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
we hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If it encouraged you, share it with a friend. You never know what the people around you are going through. We're so grateful you joined us today, and we'll be back next week for more resources or to give. Please go to faithchurch.com.